Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Gian Militaru Ministry. I'm your host, Gian Militaru. And today I'd like to talk to you like you saw so many times in the news, the breaking news. What is the breaking news in the 21st century today? The church, the country, even to the White House, from the president all the way to the last person in this world. The number one thing what is happening right now, what the enemy tried to do, is the word slander. The enemy tried to slander each and every one in a different way. And if I say a word, and the enemy twists that word and take it all the way to another extreme. And that's why it's so important to understand those are demons. What Jude is talking about, they've been get loose in the last day to bring confusion upon people and also to bring witchcraft in the church and among the brothers. And today I'd like to talk to you about this subject. I heard someone talking about and make me to think about the first sin what the serpent did in the Garden of Eden was the word slander, to slander God's word, what God says about. And he actually make that word as a question, said, really God said this, to not touch that tree, to not eat from the good and evil? And make Eve to think about, to change her mind. Because probably she has that mind set, what Adam talked to her and said, you know, we can eat from every tree in this garden, but except one tree. That's the good and evil, which God wants us to respect and do not do it. And the enemy came very sneaky, very insecure, make her to become more insecure in the relationship what she has with Adam. And she was thinking, maybe I should touch that tree, you know, or maybe God didn't say it that way. And James chapter 4, verse 7 says, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The word of God is it's life and health to the entire body. This is what the gospel says. The word of God was in the very beginning. When we have enough word inside of us, we use it in a time of trouble. We use it in a time of need. We use it in a time when you go to a certain situation, like somebody telling something bad about you, or you heard someone talking about someone else. You resist the devil. You don't take his place to listen to that person. But you say, you know what? Let's pray for that brother. Or let's not talk about what you heard from other people. But let's put it on the side. Because each time we talk about bad about other people, we actually talk about the body of Christ, especially if he's a born-again Christian, he's part of the body of Christ, or maybe he's a leader of a church, maybe he's a pastor or evangelist or a missionary. I'm not saying, you know, we are holy and we're never going to sin, and always we have certain things in our life, but the Apostle Paul is talking so clear. And let me go to the Romans chapter 2, verse 1. It says, therefore, if you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are, who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same thing. Think about that. You who judge practice the same thing. Exactly how the woman was being caught in adultery, and Jesus said, whoever have any no sin in their life, to take the first stone, to throw it. And he was waiting and waiting, and each and every person, they put their stone down and they left, because they realized each and every one, they have their own problem. Each and every one, we have our own shortfall. You know, we fall from the grace of God every time we sin, in our thoughts, in our mind, in our acts, and the words we said to each other. That's why it's important to cleanse our conscience through the power of the Word of God. And slander is working hands in hands with offense. and can keep you from realizing God's purpose for your life. And this is what says in Psalm 119, verse 165. This is what says here, great peace have those who love your law, which is the word of God, and nothing causes them to stumble or to be offended. Nothing shall cause them to be offended. Because every time you allow slander and offense in your life can keep you from realizing God's purpose for your life. And God wants to fulfill our purpose in our life and also to be able to hear from God. That's the most important thing. And if you look right now to the news media, especially to some of the biggest news in the world, they don't do anything else. They just slander each other. Even the news against other news. I'm not talking about in this country. When you hear a word from the president and the left take that word and twist it and blow it to the large proportion, which people cannot imagine what that word can do. The same thing is in the church. Think about that. How many of us have been guilty? And when I'm talking with you, I'm talking with me too, because, you know, I've been caught in that without even knowing. Till I realized through the power of the Word of God, we should stop talking about bad about other people. Especially when you don't see with your own eyes and you heard about somebody else by other people. And you ask that guy which you heard about from you, which you heard, you ask him, did you ever see what you told me? He said, no, somebody else told me. And that person said, somebody else told me. And each and every one, they have, you know, starting from the small things and going to a big things, to a big proportion. And every time we allow the enemy, that's why I start with this verse from James 4:7, says, submit to God. That means you have to submit to God every single thought, every single word, and do not allow anything from the enemy to come in your life. Resist the devil. That means you have to come against the power of Satan. And every time you allow him to come against you, Satan, you know, in Romanian language is Satan, which is close to the Hebrew language. How important it is to realize that's not God's thought. That's not God's word. That's not God's idea. Because God didn't give you that idea. The Holy Spirit, let's put it this way. The Holy Spirit didn't give you that idea. The Holy Spirit will lead you in all truth. This is what the Word of God says. He will not going to lead you astray or to go in a different direction to slander your brother. Let me read one more verse. In James chapter 4, if you are in chapter 4, says, do not speak evil of one another, brother. He who speak evil of a brother and judge his brother, speak evil of the law and judge the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge one another? This is the question. When the Apostle James talk about this, who are you to judge one another? Who am I to judge somebody else? Because whatever I sow, that I'm going to reap. I remember years ago, the Lord spoke to me, to my wife and I, how to start this ministry. And how important it is to be able to have kindness and mercy and compassion of people. And the only way I can explain that, it's only if God transforms you from inside out. It's impossible as a human being to be able to be transformed in that area, to have kindness and compassion of people, and to not see them as the enemies, but to see them as the victims of the enemies. And every time somebody is talking with each other, I mean, somebody explained a vision, what he saw, two ladies talking to each other, and one was talking about somebody else how bad is that lady or that man, whatever they was talking to each other. And this man saw a demon actually behind each and every lady, which was behind the whole thing, influenced them to be able to speak more of those things. And you know, you hear those people, I'm dying to hear what's new, what's going on. Not what is the good news, but what's going on around you, what gossip you hear. I mean, you go to a grocery place and you see in the stand those magazines which they gossip each other. They gossip about the president. They gossip about the Hollywood actors. They gossip about anything they can put their hands. And people, they love that. They're like a sweet thing swallow inside of them. But think about it, in the end, will be bitter. It's so bitter that you cannot even imagine that bitterness and unforgiveness can bring sickness, disease, hopeless, pain in your bones, pain in your back, pain in your entire body. I mean, every time I have the opportunity, the other day I have the opportunity to pray for a lady, which is in her late 20s, she's not even 30. And she said, constantly I've been in pain. And I lead her in a prayer to forgive and to not have any bitterness inside of her, not even a bit. I mean, everything else from her life to be removed to the power of the confessing of the Word of God. And I lead her in that prayer, and I said, say this prayer with me. I forgive, I ask forgiveness, and I ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse me from this bitterness and unforgiveness. And after that, I pray for her, and I ask her, did you feel any more pain? She said, it's amazing, I don't feel any more pain anymore. I said, one of the reason, I'm not saying that's only that reason, but I'm saying one of the reason which the sickness persists and the pain persists in our body is because of bitterness which is allowed to come inside of us. And those demons, they're barely waiting for us to talk bad about each other, because the more we talk bad about each other, this is what I read in James, we talk bad about the Word of God, which is the law. When we talk about God, actually, because each and every one, we are the body of Christ. Think about that. I am the part of the body of Christ. You are part of the body of Christ if you are born again Christian. If you're not, at the end of this program, you're going to be born again Christian, because I will pray for you, the Lord, to touch your heart and set you free. Remember this. God didn't give us a speed of bitterness, no. He didn't give us a speed of hate, no. He gave us a speed of love, to love each other. And every time I read the Epistle of John and the Gospel of John, I see that the apostle is the apostle of love. Every time says, love each other, brothers. Love each other, brothers. Love each other. Do not have anything against anyone. And I have actually, and 1 Corinthians chapter 4, therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to the light the hiding things of darkness and reveal the counsel of the hearts. With other words, the thoughts of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. It's important to be able to understand this power of the Word which we said through our mouth. Because every time we said a word, that word bring forth life or death, cursed or blessing. We learned that from Proverbs chapter 18. The whole body has been fulfilled to the fruit of your mouth, because life and death is in the power of my tongue. Every time I said something bad about somebody else, it's not only I'm putting cursed about that person, but also I curse myself. Did you ever think about that? Slander, gossip, and offense. Serpents serpent, when he came in the Garden of Eden, he was manipulating Eve. Another sin what he did, besides slander, he manipulated Eve. And what's the speed of manipulation? Witchcraft. Every time we try to manipulate things and to make those things to be the way how we want to be and manipulate certain people with certain things, we practice witchcraft. And witchcraft is coming from the pharmacia, which is illicit drugs that put people in and alterate the state of conscious, manipulate people. Words can manipulate people. Proverbs 14:30. Sound heart is life to the body. That envy is rootness to the bones. That means every time we try to allow envy in our life, we bring rootness to the bones. And that's why we need to not let those things to make us to talk about. I want to read now from 1 John chapter 2. This is what's said in verse 11. But he who hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. The enemy wants us to be in darkness, and this way you cannot see the purpose, what God has for your life. And many times we can miss the calling what God gives to us. Think about that. An Amplified Bible, it says in James 4:11, which I just read it. Let me go to this dictionary to describe this word. But it says in Amplified, James 4:11 says, my brethren, do not speak evil about or accuse one another. He that malings a brother, and I was going to see what's the word malings mean, M-A-L-I-G-N-S, and the word malings means to defame, slander, or denigrate, or abuse someone, or abuse all about that person, or judge his brother, is maligning and criticize the law and judging the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a practicer of the law, but a censor. That means you make an inventory of the law and judge of it. And the only is the lawgiver, one only is the lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. God himself is able to save us through Jesus Christ and to destroy the enemy. Enemy will be destroyed in the end of the age when he will put forever in a pit of hell. The pit of hell is not for me and you, it's for the enemy, from the Satan himself. And that's why it says, who has the absolute power of life and death, but you, who are you that you presume to pass judgment on your neighbor? This is what the Amplified says in James 4:11 and 12. Then the Word of God, it's very clear in that area. Do not judge your brother. Do not judge your sister. Do not come against each other with evil words, because those evil words can bring in our life to stop us from our purpose, what God has for us. And many of us, we cannot have the blessing what I supposed to have. The other day I talked to a mother, which I said to her, do not talk about your daughter this way, because she was saying, well, my daughter is always this way, and she was using bad words about her, and I don't want to even mention on TV what she was saying. And I said, do not say those words. But she is that way. I said, no, you have to say things what you want her to be. What do you want her to be? To be blessed, financially responsible, to have money from abundance, and to not depend on you or to borrow money. And also bless her. Because the more you bless that person, those words never gonna come back void. They will never get void from you as long you have heavy words in your mouth. With other words, whatever you say, that's gonna happen. And you believe that. And I said in the beginning, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And many times we have to use our faith, not in a time when everything is nice and green, but in a time when we go to trouble, to tribulation, to things what we heard about us, or things what we hear around us, what's going on. Then what are we going to do? We're going to let our flesh to raise up and retaliate and do the same thing, or allow it your faith, which is the word of God, to speak blessing. And whatever you say in that moment, when the enemy puts you to the test, that will bring you the breakthrough in your life. I want to pray for you. I feel in my heart there are so many people which they need to hear these words, because so many times you've been so disappointed about your brothers or your sisters, and many times you heard bad rumor about yourself, and you become bitter inside and you don't know what to do, and you probably said bad things about them too, because you know you want to retaliate. And the more you go back and forth this way, the more you'll stop the things of God to be developed in your life. What I feel in my heart, those are demons right now, it's been losing this earth, to destroy the unity among people, to destroy the country, to destroy, division, it's a part of the enemy. Backbiting, it's a part of the enemy. Words. Gossip is a part of the enemy, it's not from God. And to judge each other is not from God either, because God gave us the judgment. But He said, I am your judge. I will judge those things in the due season, in the time of the end, each and every one. And each and every one will receive our own reward. I feel in my heart there are people saying, well, but I did so many good things for that person, and I never received nothing back in return, or something to say good about me. You don't expect that person to say something good about you, because the nature of that person is that way, to slander you and to not, because it's in darkness. Think about that. You are a light. You have the word of God. You have more wisdom than that person to be able to say to that person, you know what? I love you and I don't have nothing against you. And if you have anything, what you can do for that person, in a moment of trial, when that person goes to a certain situation and her or his or in his life, and you can help that person with one word, with a good word, or something which you can help that person, will make that person to think about you are in a light. That person is in the darkness. The one who gossip and talk bad about you, it's in the darkness. Say this prayer with me. It's not the way how I pray. It's the way how you open yourself and allow Christ to touch your heart right now. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me for all the bitterness and unforgiveness which I kept it in my heart. And help me to forgive and to not have nothing against no one. And to bless the people in order for me to stay on the light and not to be in the darkness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said this word, I want to pray for you. It's not the way how I pray, it's the way how you receive it. Say, I receive it and I believe it. Lord, I pray right now to touch every single person which they watch this program right now. And whatever the Holy Spirit will give it to me, Lord, to tell them to this program, Lord, let them to put it to their heart. And this way they will be able to come out from the darkness area and go to the light. In Jesus' name I pray. Touch them right now, Lord, from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet. And all the sickness and all the pain, I feel there are people that have constantly pain, like that lady which I pray for her. I command that pain to leave that person right now. Would they confess? And they bring everything under the power of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you, Lord. Don't forget, watch this program every week at the same time, on the same station. And also you can watch us on YouTube and Facebook. And every time you are part of this ministry, you're not only helping us to bring the Word of God to millions of people every week, but also you will receive your reward, because whatever you sow, that you will be receiving back. If you sow blessing, the blessing will come back to you. And I pray for a breakthrough in your finances, for a breakthrough in your seed, to be able to have always seed to sow. And watch us, and you'll see the increase of the Word of God inside of you. God bless you till I see you again. Amen.
In a time. If you would like to receive our monthly newsletter, please call us at our toll-free number 888-622-5788 or email us at johnmilitaru@yahoo.com. You will be up to date on our mission work, our television ministry, and a word to bless and encourage you.
We reach over 1 million people every week with the gospel in the whole Europe. And we receive so many praise reports, how people have been touched, set free, and delivered. I can read one of them, and I know it's in Romanian language, but I will try to translate it. A lady, she said, I was 28 years old when I been baptized in water. But I was a religious person. And the Lord really loved me because in 2018 I was diagnosed with cancer in my chest. And that time my life was changed completely. Then I start knowing the Lord Jesus Christ through your programs, which somebody, one of the sisters, just revealed to me. And it was a lot of blessing for me. I'm listening to your program every day, and I experienced the power of the Word of God in my life. I saw how God multiplied even my money, because when I decide to give my tithe or my 10%, He took away my fear, and also the Lord healed me completely. And I know the Lord can heal instant. Sometimes it's a process, but I was healed. And He's working also right now in my character, not to have a religion, but also to be able to have a relationship with me and pray for me. Next Tuesday, which was last week, I'm going through an operation to one of my chest, and I know the Lord will be with me. And I thank God for your encouragement. And I receive your words. And God bless you to give you more power to be able to preach the Word of God to others, to understand. It's not a religion. And it's a relationship with your personal Savior. And I receive daily message like this. And I give God the glory because God chose me, my wife and I, and this time of 21st century to be able to be a hand extended to so many people which they are in need. I was so amazed every day when you receive phone calls, people getting so sick. I mean, there are so many sickness and disease. Every day the health department discover new sickness, and they give them new names. And some of the sickness, they have no cure. They have nothing to cure them. And even if they have a cure, they have a just temporary cure, and then the disease is extended longer and longer. And most of the things are people would have cancer, diabetics, high blood pressure, and many of this which been related with that. And I know in my heart, when God heals someone, He always will bring us the Word of the living God. And I was reading from the Word of God, from Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. This is what says here. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kind of sickness and all kind of disease among people. Then His fame went through all Syria, and they brought to Him all sick people who were afflicted with various disease and torment, and those who are demon-possessed, epileptics, paraclitics, and heal them. And when I was reading this, God gave us the same commission to be able to heal the sick, to preach the gospel, and to bring deliverance to those people which they are demon-possessed. And Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with me, bless His holy name. And I was going here in the Amplified Bible, which the Word of God says this: bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest with me, bless His holy name. With other words, God wants us to bless Him with everything what we have inside of us. Second verse says, bless the name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. The Amplified says, bless, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of all of His benefits. What's the His benefits? Is the treatment or God works. He heal. That means He make us whole. Every time He heal us, He make us whole. He make us to become a new person, Christ Jesus. Just a few minutes ago, a couple hours ago, before I start this program, I pray with a lady from Germany. And she has a kidney problem. And she said she has a dream. And I asked her about the dream. And she said, I have a dream, which I saw myself in the dream. And I see two new kidneys. And I knew those kidneys was belonging to me. And I said, what are you waiting for? Just put your hands. And I said, leave the phone on speaker. And I will pray with you. And put your hands over there where you have your kidney. And she did. And I pray with her. And one of the things what she was saying to me was, she was saying, maybe because I didn't serve the Lord, I make a commitment when I was 16 years old to serve the Lord, and I did the baptism in water, but after that I went far away from the Lord, and I have different marriage, and maybe because of that, God really punished me. I said, no, God never punished you. God is waiting for you to come and to be able to say, yes, Jesus, I want to serve you for the rest of my life. And recently, she did find our programs. She's a Romanian lady. She find our program in Romanian language on YouTube and also on Facebook. And she started listening to this program, and she understood God never condemned her. Actually, God wants her back, exactly how the son which left his father with everything what the father gave to him. And when he came back, he came to be a server, but he actually received back his mantle, his ring, and his father opened his arm and said, I receive you, you are my son. You've been lost, but you are my son. And that's what I'm saying many times. Maybe I'm talking with someone who would say, well, they don't feel so well, and they feel so depart, so far away from God. They feel so guilty about the things what they've done. The Bible said, as long we have breath, and as long we are alive, He still wants us to become His children and to receive Jesus as our personal Savior. And the Word of God says in Matthew 4:23, Jesus healed them. But in Psalm 103, verse 4, this is what says here, who redeem our life from destruction, who crown you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who redeem our life from the pit and corruption, who bountiful and dignifies and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. And verse 5 says, who satisfy your mouth, who satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Think about that. The Lord wants us to speak good things over ourselves, because those are the things which we have to declare over ourselves. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become cursed for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the trees. He took the law and he
put that law on the nail on the trees. That was himself, his body. And verse 14 says, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentile in Christ Jesus, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How we receive healing? Through faith. How we receive the promise? Through faith. How are we going to be redeemed ourselves? Through faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And what I said in Psalm 103, verse 5, He fill our mouth with good things. That means we have to speak the Word of God over every single situation in our life, and then we're going to receive the promise of the Word of God. And I received from this lady, which she said, for 28 years I was serving the Lord, but I was a religious person. But in a minute when I understand I have power over the demonic force of sickness, disease, and also I have power to declare the Word of God over me and my body, I realize I have a religion before, but today I have a relationship with Christ Jesus, because Christ wants us to be able to speak the Word over every single situation. If you go further and Luke chapter 13, verse 16. So ought not this woman been a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound? Think of it, for 18 years. Be loose from this bound on the Sabbath day. And when he said these things, and his adversary were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. This is also a lady which has a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Sickness, disease is not from God. How many believe that? Say with me, sickness, disease are not from God. And if you renounce them and you say, I renounce to every single sickness to accept that is from God. God never put sickness upon his children. Think about that. If you are a father or a mother and you have a child, are you willing to put sickness upon them? Are you willing to punish them in that way to become ill? No. You do a little punishment because they didn't do it right in a certain direction, like taking away certain stuff from them. Like when my kids were small and I said, well, if you didn't listen, you will be punished. You're not going to go nowhere this weekend, or you're not going to watch TV, or you're not going to take the phone anymore. And those days when my kids was young, I didn't have the cell phone like we have today. But when you start punishing your kids, taking the device away from them, you actually give them a favor. You give them time to meditate upon the things what they did, and to be able to make a right with you, and also to make a right with God. But that's just temporary. After that, it's still your child. I mean, no matter what my child does, no matter where he go, no matter what terrible things he do, I always receive him because he is my child. If I'm a parent and I do that for my kids, more likely you, which you have a heavenly father, we have a heavenly father, which he's so merciful and so kind, he always receives us back, always want us to come back to him. He never judges us for the things which we've done. He always receives us. And when he forgives our sin, he not only forgives our sin, but also forgets our sin. He throws our sin and a sea of forgetfulness, and he never remembered the sin. Think about that. Then God give us the commission, give us the ability to be able to do the same thing what Jesus did. And I want to read some more verses for you in Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all she had and was not better, but rather grow worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touch his garment. For he said, if I only may touch his clothes, I shall make be whole. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dry up, and she fell in her body, that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself the power has gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? And then I go further in verse 34, because the disciples said, there are so many people who touch you. No, somebody touched me intentionally to get healed. I mean, somebody come to Jesus right now intentionally to be healed. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. That means Jesus really healed 2,000 years ago, and he gave us the ability to be able to do the same thing. Sickness is not coming from God. Sickness is coming from the enemy. And that's why we have to speak over ourselves the word of a living God, which brings healing, deliverance, and set us free. Another thing which I was reading in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 59, which is the law. And that's why when I read from Galatians 3:13, when Jesus took the law and crucified on the tree, and in Deuteronomy, the book of Moses, chapter 28, verse 58, this is what says here. If you not carefully observe all the words of this law that is written in this book, that we may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord of our God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sickness. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the disease of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law will the Lord bring upon you till you are destroyed. That was the law. What Jesus did? He crucified the law. He took all our sickness. He took all our disease. And no matter how much we sin, in the minute when he come to Jesus and say, dear Jesus, I know you are the Son of God. You died for me, and you've been resurrected. I receive you in my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I believe, as your word says, you took all my sickness and all my disease. Doesn't belong to me. It's coming from the enemy, which he put it upon me, and I want to give it to you, and I receive my healing. In Jesus' name I pray. If you confess those words, if you speak the word of God over yourself, if you take scripture literal from the word of God and put it to action, faith without action is dead. This is what in James says. Faith without action, without acts, that means to act in what you believe, is dead. That's why when you speak the word of God, all these things which I read it from the book of Moses, those five books of Moses, when he gave the law, all those sickness, all those disease, Jesus took it upon himself. Do you believe that? I saw so many people getting healed, set free and delivered. A few years ago, I went to Romania and Bucharest, and a doctor came over there, and he has a back problem, which according to his medicine, what he studied and what other doctor told him, could not be cured. And a simple prayer, I lead him in a simple prayer, and I said, renounce to your pain right now and believe God can heal you right this moment. And that was like 4 or 5 years ago, and the Lord healed him completely. He could not even run. Right now he's I guess over 50, and he's running, playing sucker, and he said never came back that sickness. The Lord gave him new rings in his back, the same thing God did with me. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ladies and gentlemen, are you willing to accept this word as the word of the living God and believe God for a complete freedom and restoration? And believe God, He can heal you, set you free. I want to read one couple more verses in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Matter of fact, I was reading in Romanian language and it was not translated, it was supposed to be in a New King James. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27 says this: Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? This is what God's saying. And the Amplify says this. Well, this one was the same. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? It's the same translation. It's the same thing like a New King James. I mean, think about it. Is anything too hard for the Lord to do in your life? Is anything for God to do in my life? So many times I have so many projects. And every time I have a project, I bring it before the Lord. Like you see this program, you see I'm doing with one camera. You know why? Because I need two more. I need a switcher and I need also a certain sound system and other stuff, which I believe this year is a year of completion, a year which the Lord will give me all this stuff. And I believe, and I want you to stay with me to believe God for the equipment for this ministry, which God extend me all over the world in two languages, more likely in Romanian language, which we reach millions of Romanians every week with the gospel, and many successful story how people they've been touched, set free, and delivered. Just a week and a half ago, before I did this program, or 2 weeks ago, something like that, somebody called me from Lyon, France. And this lady is 60-something years old, together with her daughter, which is almost 40. And they said, we was watching your program for several months, and we decided, she said, me in my house, exactly how it says in Joshua chapter 24, me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and I want you to come to baptize us in water, because we don't have nowhere to go in France, we don't find a church nowhere in Lyon, France, which is, I think, in south of France, and I'm willing this year, probably a matter of fact in a few weeks, to go over there to baptize the entire house and to preach the word of God and also to bring the Holy Spirit upon them, exactly how Cornelius received Christ, him and the entire house. And I believe this lady, which is a widow, I believe her husband died or they got divorced, I didn't ask for, but she said, me in my house, I like to serve the Lord. And I believe the Lord will do this miracle. Also, I have people in Italy which they received Christ in their life. I have people in Sweden which they received Christ in their life. I have people in Spain and other places of the world which people they've been touched by the program in Romanian language and also in English. And I want to pray for you, the Lord to be to touch your heart, touch your mind. And if you want to become the partner with us, it's not because you want to enrich us. It's because the Lord wants to enrich you. That's the thing. Somebody was sent me a text one time and said, but every program you made, you always encourage people to give. I said, you know why? It's not for my benefits. It's for their benefits. Because every time people give, they've been blessed. This lady, which I read in the beginning, she said, since I give my tithe, I see how Lord bless me with finances. Because when you sow your seed in a good ground, when you put your finances, when you see people getting saved, set free and delivered, then you can be sure you're going to be blessed. Some people, they could not go only on France, like we go to our program, and maybe I'll go in person. Some people cannot go in Romania, like I go every year in a certain area where we give gifts to the kids. And we, this year we have other project which we like to put it together and getting people saved, set free and delivered. This is our commission. This is what God required from me to do it. But I cannot do it alone. I need people like you, which the Lord put in your heart to be part of this ministry. And for those which are already partnered with us, I really thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of our ministry, John Militaro Ministry. And we believe, God, you are receiving, you're receiving the same reward like we do. I want to pray the Lord to really bless you. And if you have any sickness or anything what bothering you, I pray right now in the name of Jesus to touch your body, touch your mind, and touch your soul, and make you to become a whole person. With other words, the word of God I'm sending right now over each and every person, and I pray the word of God to become a medicine for them. And as your word says in Psalm 103, you heal all our disease. You forgive all our iniquity. I believe you can heal all the sicknesses, no cancer, no disease, no plague, no viruses which cannot be cured. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I believe the Lord by faith you can do this miracle as we speak right now.